So, Richard Weston, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. So let's start with, what is your report about? What problem are we trying to address?
I guess the main issue that the report that we released yesterday and handed to the Prime Minister is about dealing with the unfinished business of the original 54 recommendations from the 1997 Bringing Them Home report. Now, you know, yesterday or this week is the 20th anniversary of the tabling of that report in the Federal Parliament back in 1997.
And why don't we just remind the listeners what the Bringing Them Home report was about?
Yeah, sure. The Bringing Them Home report documented for the first time the experience of this, what's become known as the stolen generations. And these are the children that were forcibly removed from their families. And this practice commenced in the early 20th century and was ongoing right up until the mid-1970s. So when we were talking about the stolen generations, that's the period we're talking about. And we're talking about those children that were removed from their mothers, their families, communities, their culture, and they were forcibly removed under you know, acts of legislation by governments, which is why we presented the report to the Prime Minister yesterday, 20 years on. So, it was a commemorative event, really, to firstly acknowledge the stolen generations story, the courage of the people who came forward originally, acknowledge also that a lot of people have passed on since then. But I guess the essence of our report, which is called sort of Bring Them Home 20 Years On, is about this unfinished business. There were 54 recommendations in that original report, that promise, reform and reparations, new policies, new services and actions. But on top of that was a sense of optimism and hope that was created for Aboriginal people that there would be a national approach to healing the trauma caused by the forced removal of thousands, tens of thousands of Aboriginal children. And the report estimated... do you want me to go into numbers now?
All right.
So the original report talked about somewhere between 1 in 10 or as many as 1 in 3 children removed. Now, it's very hard to put an exact number on that figure because, as we all know, Aboriginal people weren't counted in the census until 1971, which is another anniversary this week. So it's very difficult to say categorically how many people were affected or how many current stolen generations there are. And the part of the, what our report talks about is understanding, doing a needs analysis for the current members of stolen generations. Mm-hmm. We know they're an ageing cohort. Their needs are changing. People are looking at the prospect of going into nursing care or supported care, which then creates a prospect of reinstitutionalisation.
Yes.
And that comes with triggering memories of the trauma that they've experienced in their childhood.
Mm.
So, we want to understand the needs of the current members of the stolen generations, but there are other things that need to be addressed as part of the unfinished business of the original report.
Mm.